Nolte, Trump leads Harris in Pennsylvania, Senate race statistical tie. By John Nolte on August 31, 2024. In a race that includes third-party candidates, a Wick poll out of Pennsylvania shows former President Donald Trump with a single-point lead against incumbent Vice President Kamala Harris, 48-47%. When it is just the two main candidates, the race is tied at 49%. Additionally, this poll of 1,607 likely voters surveyed between August 27 to 29 shows the U.S. Senate race a virtual tie with incumbent Democrat Bob Casey at 48% and Republican challenger David McCormick at 46%. One of the fascinating things this poll did was survey using different questions. For example, when only Trump and Harris were on the ballot, the race was tied at 49%. But when the nominees for vice president were added, Harris waltzed up Trump fans by a single point, 49-48%. This is what I found especially interesting. Had Harris overcome her and her party's raging anti-Semitism and chose Democrat Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro as her running mate, she would be up by plus 6 points over Trump, 51-45%. But Shapiro is Jewish, and Harris is a bigot, so she stuck with Mr. Stolen Valor. CNN's Cornish, Shapiro might have upset lefty activists by denouncing anti-Semitic campus protests. Harris may end up regretting her VP choice in the same way Hillary regrets never visiting Wisconsin. Pennsylvania is the state that will likely decide the 2024 presidential election. And right now, according to the Real Clear Politics average poll of Pennsylvania polls, Harris is only up by less than a point, 0.8 points to be precise. Unfortunately, we don't have an older Wick poll to compare apples to apples. But we do know this poll was taken the week after Cackley McNever Border Czar's policy and substance-free convention and before her disastrous Thursday night interview with far-left CNN. So what can we glean from that? To begin with, Harris is not enjoying any serious bump coming out of her vacuous convention. Not even with billions and billions of free corporate media propaganda backing her. Secondly, she has likely just peaked. Granted, all kinds of unforeseen events could benefit her. And those events are not uncommon in the closing weeks of a hotly contested presidential election. But knowing what we know, I'd rather be Trump than Harris. First off, if Harris has peaked and the best she could pull was a tie, we cannot forget that pollsters have vastly underestimated Trump's support in the last two presidential elections. Then there is the simple reality of the post-Labor Day grind. We all saw what happened when Harris came out from behind the teleprompter and sat down with the media. Even with CNN chief Kamala cheerleader Dana Bash lightly lobbing softballs, Kamala looked diminished and out of her depth, especially with her Stolen Valor support liar waltz towering over her, like a dad accompanying his learning disabled daughter on a job interview. Also, as I said yesterday, even before Team Trump launched this ad, three times in that Knoll interview, and without ever once clarifying her radical positions, Kamala claimed her values have not changed. She just handed Trump a dream quote to pound away at her in ad after ad. Again, this is no prediction, especially in an election where anything can happen and already has. But things are not going to get any better for Kamala. She's in an impossible situation with her inability to handle media interviews. She can take the hit for hiding from the media or she can risk another Knoll-style debacle. Either way, not a good look. Then there's the upcoming debate, which she has desperately tried to squirm out of. Kamala isn't dumb. Her problem is that she has not thought through what she believes. Therefore, she cannot explain it, and she collapses under pressure. Flashback, words of wisdom, Kamala Harris struggles for 45 seconds to define culture. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.